Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad, along with Robbie Falk from 24/7 Sports, give you an inside look at the Bulldogs on the field, the court, and the diamond. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk joining you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate all of our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors, Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a drink from Churn and
You could
get a milkshake.
You could.
I love a sea turtle milkshake. That's my favorite thing over there. But I would probably think if you want to start your morning, you know, ice cream first thing in the morning, I mean, that's a special kind of lifestyle.
I mean, I would do it. Let's be honest.
I mean, I wouldn't say no. But for the most part, why don't we head over to Strange Brew Coffeehouse? Start your day the right way with a trip to Strange Brew Coffeehouse. Our good friends at College Corner want you to know that whether you're looking for national championship merchandise or you're looking to start the season for football, they've got you covered. Everything maroon and white. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Whether it's for you, for your house, for your car, for your tailgate, they've got you covered at College Corner. Our good friends at Humble Taco are looking forward to seeing you this football season. Head over to Humble Taco, grab a handcrafted margarita and some chips and queso, and then grab some Mexican fare with Mississippi roots. Such a unique menu, stuff you're not going to find anywhere else. It's available for you at Humble Taco. Great big patio ready for you this football season. That place will be buzzing. Head there after the game Saturday. Enjoy watching college football and enjoy some fantastic food from Humble Taco. It's Rumblings Day, Robbie. You know what that means.
Yeet.
Means we're going to answer some questions.
Can't wait. I've been excited about this, as I am every week.
Have you been?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad. I enjoy the Rumblings myself, so we should have some good ones. I start off with our friend Patton Paris, who asks, what has to happen this weekend to exceed your expectations? Likewise, what has to happen to lower them?
I don't know if my expectations could be exceeded, per se, this week, because I feel like if State scores a lot of points they were supposed to, because a lot of Tech's not very good. So I think, really, I just feel like they need to score like 35 to 40 points, and the defense needs to be dominant. To lower my expectations would be like a 24-17 ball game.
Yeah. A close win of a that hits the under has me worried. 24-17, 28-20, something like that. I don't know the over-under off the top of my head. I'm going to assume it's in the 50s. But that being said, to exceed, just blow them off the planet. Win 55-7. Throw for 400-plus yards. That would be impressive to me. That's something that made me think, okay, maybe this team is better than I really think that they are. Jared Thomas has some questions here. Let's see here. You guys are on an epic all expenses paid road trip to Barrow, Alaska. You stay in the finest of Hiltons and eat the best steak and barbecue in your life, but for the road trip you have to eat the same snacks: salty, sweet, and chocolate. What are you bringing? So what's your salty snack?
For a road trip?
Yeah.
Salty snack for a road trip would be probably chips. But I could also go with... Is beef jerky count as salty?
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Okay, then I'll probably go to beef jerky then. Maybe some teriyaki beef jerky. Sweet and chocolate, so those are two separate things?
Yes.
Because sweet for me would be chocolate.
Well, he's saying two separate things.
Okay, I would probably go with... I guess it's not... I would probably go with a sour.
Okay.
Thing instead. Maybe like some sweet tarts or some gummy worms.
Okay. Okay.
And then my chocolate would be, you know, Reese's or Kit Kat.
Okay. I'm going to go for salty. I'm going the Jack Link's jalapeno sizzle beef and cheddar or beef and cheese.
It's yep. A spicy a strip, Slim Jim strip of cheese.
And the slice strip of pepper jack.
Nice.
For sweet, I like the Nature's Valley, I think it's what it's called, oats and honey granola bar. And chocolate, we're going a bag of peanut butter M&Ms.
Okay. Now, I love peanut butter. I like peanut butter M&Ms over peanut M&Ms.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that might be, you know, sacrilege to some people, but the peanut butter M&Ms are better.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Which view is better, watching from the press box, the sidelines, or on home or an 80-inch television? Watching from the sideline sucks. You can only see like the half of the field that you're on.
The answer is watching on television, yeah, as far
being
as the
at home
concerned.
And having an 80-inch television, yeah.
And you get better. Every view of the stadium. The sideline is a terrible view. Press box is nice, but you know, in certain spots. At Auburn, it's awful.
Yeah.
At Mississippi State, it's good because you're on the 50-yard line for now. But you know, I feel eventually we're going to be moved somewhere else, maybe to the sun. I don't know.
Rob Montgomery, where does the MSU 2021 sports year rank all time? Is it automatically the best because of the national title? Or the other big sports being mediocre for the most part bring it down below a year like 2017-18 that saw success for all big four sports? It's a good question.
I don't know if people are going to remember these years like sports-wide. Like I don't just think in the top of my head like that 2016-17 year when State did this, and this, and all the sports was great. I would just think immediately to 2021 when State won a national championship. That's just me. Do you think in years, like program-wide, I mean, athletic department-wide, do you think of that?
That's a good question. And I think a year where everybody has success. I mean, in 17-18, they would have gone to the College World Series, right? Everybody was pretty pleased with that.
And they went to the women's basketball team, went to the national championship, won the SEC.
The men's team was back in the NCAA tournament that year.
I mean, that's probably a greater year for the athletic department, but the national championship.
Is that right? Is that right for the men's? No, it's not.
The year that they went to the NCAA tournament, the women went to Oregon, right?
Yeah, so it's not the same year. So
they went to the
that year was
NIT.
The year they went to the NIT finals.
Yeah.
It's a good question. I think you want to have, because football drives so much, a 4-7 football season, this past football season was maddening. Nobody enjoyed it after the first game.
And like the year that they went number one in football, the men's team was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You went to a bowl game. I mean, there really wasn't anything else this year other than.
You're talking about the men's team was terrible, and the baseball team finished last in the SEC.
That's right.
So, I don't know. It just depends. I can see both sides of it. I would want to have success in all sports. You know, that's just me. If you're telling me, I don't know. I see both sides of this argument. So, I don't really have a good answer. Dalton Lee says, Robbie, what is your favorite ethnic food?
Hibachi?
So Japanese.
Yeah.
Okay.
But specifically
Hibachi. Right. Are you a sushi guy?
No.
No.
I mean Mexican done right.
Yeah.
Cuz you know there's some Mexican that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But like the real Tex-Mex, like not No Way Jose or whatever. Like the Mexican food that I got when I lived in Texas was the best Mexican food that I've ever had. So that would be my favorite. What would yours be? Indian food?
No. Indian food.
Vietnamese.
I like Vietnamese food. No, I am I love Thai food. Okay. But Italian food is going to be number one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think about the Italians.
You didn't think about them?
No.
Don't let my cousins find out about that, though. They'll find you.
I wasn't even thinking, to be honest with you. But yeah, they would still fall below Japanese for me, I think.
So are you on your birthday?
I want to go.
You want to go to Umi?
Not really.
Oh.
But we go there for my nephews and all them. For my birthday, I want to go to a nice restaurant to get a steak or something, you know.
All right, one of the weirdest things we've ever gotten here. Not the question, but the situation beyond it. The Dear Old State asks, if you had to evacuate your home and could only take one piece of sports memorabilia that you own, what would you take? So somebody answers this, a guy named Michael Thomas, not the Saints receiver. He gets rebuked. Well done. And then says, somebody calls him out on that, and he says, okay, no problem, I'll unfollow them. Why are you unfollowing me? I didn't do anything.
Why are you unfollowing?
Why were you following me in the first place?
He had to follow me to unfollow
me. That's what you said. He followed you to unfollow you.
Like, you
got to
have
it. To be sure I got it right. I'm a big Bulldog fan, but sorry, just not into some of the podcasts. Joel Coleman is my man. What?
Okay.
Some of y'all out there are just messed up in the head. You don't know how to work technology.
They're narcissists.
Yeah, it's just,
they got to involve themselves in everything, and then when somebody corrects them, then they have to be you know what about it.
Still laughing at the guy who told.
And they're always
three,
grown
like 3 men.
3 years
ago, he was like, "I'm a surgeon. I don't have time for you. Like, you follow me." It's like, you should only tweet about MSU. I don't have time to read the stuff about wrestling and Chelsea. I'm just like
people,
I didn't say this to him. I was like, "You follow Steve Robertson." I got tweets about music all the time. You follow Robbie
Paul. And tattoos.
He tweets about the Steelers. You follow. What are you talking to me about? So anyway, let's answer the actual question. If you could only take one piece of sports memorabilia from your home in a evacuation situation, what would it be?
I don't have anything just incredible, but I mean, mine would probably now be the national championship front page that I got framed.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
First of all, because it was really expensive,
mm-hmm.
but secondly, because it's work that I've put in at the game,
it's our
paper. So I think it's just a really cool thing to have. So I would probably save that.
I feel like I could get that done again, though. That's the thing. Like if I call
that's true.
In the news, I can get another one.
That you're exactly right about that. I don't really have anything.
I have a autographed football from Drew Brees that's autographed to Brian.
Yeah, see, I don't have any autographs, memorabilia, or anything like that.
I have to get that, yeah. Brad Haynes, we have a lot of questions about this. So, Brad, you're going to get to ask this one. Any guys on Bishop Sycamore that we were targeting? No, they're too old. A lot of questions about Bishop Sycamore. This is one of the craziest stories I've ever seen.
And ESPN's like, they told us that, like, they're on live TV. They told us that they had players on this team.
I'm going to tell them that I look like Fabio. And so I get a job as a color commentator.
You just took the guy's word for it? Hey, we have like 5 D1 guys on our team. Yeah. Y'all need to come watch us against IMG.
You cover recruiting.
Well, that's a very loose term.
I know, but that's my point.
They have 2 people that cover recruiting at the largest, the most flamboyant worldwide leader in sports entertainment that there is out there. They have 2 people pretty much that cover recruiting.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The resources that they have, they should be laughed off of planet Earth for that.
Yeah. Brad Haynes, as we approach the 9/11 20th anniversary, where were you on that day and how do you remember it? How old were you?
On 9/11?
Yeah.
I was in 7th grade.
Oh, so they had to bring the TV in.
No. When I first heard about it, I was in math class, and our teachers made just a passing comment about how the world is in a bad place or something, and we were like, what? And then we went to Spanish class, and our Spanish teacher told us that basically what had happened. Mm-hmm. And this was like at like 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that. And she basically told us what happened. My dad was in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and like at the time,
could you not fly back? Yeah,
yeah. At the time, you didn't know, is this going to be like, he was on the East Coast, so I didn't know if he was going to be hurt during this or what.
That's cool.
So, you know, somebody from my dad's church had to go drive and meet him in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's tough, yeah.
Wow. It was a scary time.
Yeah. I was going to work, and I was getting a ride with somebody, and I got in the car. I'm not the kind, I don't like to turn on the TV before work. I like to just get ready for work, and then I'll go to work. And so I get in the car, and the guy's like, "We've been attacked." And I'm like, "Who's been attacked?" He's like, "America." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's explaining to me. I'm like, They ran a play. I don't get it. And it wasn't until, and then I'm going to work, right, at Papa John's. No TV there.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't see the footage of anything because, you know, no cell phones like that back then until like 8 o'clock that night.
Oh, that's the same for me.
Yeah, I saw nothing. Just, and of course, that was the day where the whole world decided to take off from work and just sit at home and watch what was going on. So yeah. We were just getting just so busy. And I was, you know.
Everybody ordering pizzas.
Well, yeah, and you know, you didn't schedule for that kind of calamity.
Right.
So I'm the only one in there. And I mean, I didn't have time to think about it, I'll put it that way, because I was just moving. So
yeah, I mean, I'm same as you. I did not see anything from that until after school.
Yeah.
It was pretty nuts.
Lounge Dog.
How does that make you feel that you were at work and I was in seventh grade?
I mean, I knew I was older than you.
Okay.
It's okay.
But when you put those two things together, it really makes it real.
I still kick your ass. Just, you know, right now, if we
you have to catch me first, hey Dad.
That's people say that all the time, right? They're like, oh, y'all run away. That's not a fight. That's you saying I don't want to fight you, and you're a coward, and you want to run away. All right, I'll just stand here.
That's not a coward. You're just smart.
I'll just stand here, and when you're ready to fight, come back.
That's true. I'll be the one out of breath. Actually.
Exactly. And then you come back like, all right, and then I'm just going to smack you right in the face.
But you don't have the reach that I do.
I have a roundhouse.
I have a roundhouse kick.
Yeah, I see. You don't have to. Ryan has a long way. I get it. Put your shoes on, for God's sakes. Cage those hounds.
I'm wearing sandals.
God, men with sandals. Lounge Dog, why can't I answer the folks' questions? I have good insight. Get your own podcast, Lounge Dog. Get your grumpy hands off my questions.
What is going through your mind that you think you have to put your input in?
You want
to
answer people's questions? Start Lounge Dog Podcast. Start, you know, whatever you want to call it.
I'm telling
you. Promote it and get people to ask you questions. Otherwise, stay out.
These people are absolute narcissists.
They
can't handle it.
Jack Byers asks, thoughts on Mike Rooney's NCAA baseball proposal to have each round of the tournament be best of three?
I don't like that.
So 64 teams, you play.
I think I saw this the other day. I think it's you have like 32 hosts. Is that right?
Yeah, that's how that would work.
So it'd be two teams.
Yeah.
And then you go to super regionals.
There's no regionals.
I don't like that. I like the fact that you have three other teams in your regional, and
you don't go to super regionals because you have 64 and then down to 32.
No, it's so it's 32 and then 16 and then
it's 64.
Okay.
Then it's 32.
Okay,
then it's 16.
You.
There's
got
another
you.
Round in there.
So it'd be three rounds.
Yeah. Well, but and then you get to the College World Series. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
well,
that.
Well, no, I mean, he's saying that the College World Series should be best of three and we end up with just a national champ. How does that work? No, I don't like it.
I don't think it's
that's
that.
It's too much.
No, it's you don't have to do there's I don't think there's anything wrong with the current system.
No, the current system is fine.
Now Omaha, I think there needs to be some kind of adjustment maybe for it's kind of long right now, but I don't know if the coaches like that. I think they like it how it is so they can prepare players or whatever, but it is, I mean, 2 weeks is a long time. It's hard to get people to commit to that, but that's just me.
Paul Jones, our good friend. I'm going to try to ask this question and sound like Paul Jones. Hey, man.
Hey.
What time is kickoff and what channel is the game on? Ask Brad Locke. He knows.
DBL.
Lockdown corner. Our friend Jacob Shumey.
It's Brandon Walker's good friend.
This poor is wait, Jacob Shumey is Brandon Walker's good friend?
No, DBL.
Oh, yes. This poor guy can't ask a damn question without somebody jumping in. Somebody described him as the mascot of the Rumblings. I feel bad. I don't know why it is. Which will happen this weekend? Will Rogers throws for 350? MSU scores more than 38 points? Neither or both. He got somebody jumped in and he handled them.
So I must say both.
Ooh, okay.
If he throws for 350, I think they score
38 points. That's a fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll get in on that.
I think he's going to throw for anywhere from 325 to 370.
What, Hunter Maness, what three things would you buy at Walmart to try and freak out the cashier?
duct tape.
Yeah.
A crowbar.
Yeah.
And what's something else? Like a body bag or something?
No.
Can you buy a body bag?
I've got you here.
Okay.
Duct tape, a crowbar, and like a Backyardigans DVD.
You're like, what is happening here?
It's like you bound up a kid and you're just trying to...
Yeah.
I have a great story from the time I worked at a Food Max about somebody buying something that freaked me out. So I also, back before like meth was really a thing, this guy came in and bought like...
When was that?
Like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Meth just became a thing?
Meth wasn't a drug when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
This guy came, and I didn't know, you know, nowadays you know, you can't buy Sudafed anymore.
Right.
Like, and there's certain products they get you flagged. This guy
like
came in and bought,
aluminum or something.
He bought like 40 bottles of lye. I was like, I didn't know what he was doing. Now I know that guy was making meth.
Yeah.
I have another story that I can't tell on the air though.
Well, why not? It's not like anybody's in charge.
It's a little funky. Like
a little risque.
It's a little risque.
Okay.
So I'll ask
You'll tell me after.
I'll tell it but you have to say it's okay.
It's okay. Wait, are you gonna be cursing or
no? No, there's no cursing.
Okay.
So this woman comes in and she has to be like 75, at least. She's at least 75. So I'm just swiping her groceries, you know, deep, deep. You know, it's you know, so here's some apples, here's a steak, here's the paper towels, and then there's a bottle of lube. And I was just like, I just remember swiping it. And tried not to laugh as I passed it down to the guy bagging him. And he picked it up and he looked at me and our eyes met. And it was a struggle to keep it together for the rest of the transaction. I will never forget it as long as I live. Just like some of that Easy Glide or something.
Oh,
and just like, I just looked at him. It's like one of those things where I almost handed it to him. So he had to see. He couldn't just blindly shove it in the bag. And he looked at me, and when she left, we were just inconsolable for about 15 minutes. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. Oh, my God. Now, just thinking about it makes me laugh. I forget what that kid's name was. Big, tall, redheaded kid. If you're listening out there, I remember you.
Brian Scalabrini?
No, it wasn't him. Another question from Hunter Manis. Any idea what the mystery NIL deal is regarding baseball? You got connections there. What's going on?
I don't know.
I'm interested to see what that is. So, let's see here.
Stay tuned, I guess.
Steve Mormon, what's your favorite character from a sports movie? Here's mine, Big Earn McCracken. Big Earn is a good choice. All right.
I don't know. Mine's blank.
Really?
It's like, yeah.
Like Rick Vaughn.
No.
Rip from No Holds Barred. For the Rip 'em sign up.
I've never seen that.
Have you not? It's so bad.
No.
So bad.
That's the movie with Hulk Hogan and Zeus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Debo.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other sports movies like Roy Hobbs, The Natural.
Yeah, mine would probably be like Remember the Titans. Like maybe like
I don't consider those characters. It's based off of real people. I'm trying to think of like fictional characters. Like Willie Beeman? I don't know.
Willie Beeman?
No. Steaming Willie Beeman? Come on, man.
Maybe like, what's his face? Off the Replacements, the quarterback.
Oh, God, Shane Falco.
Shane Falco.
Yeah, I was going to say Johnny Utah.
Yeah, he's definitely my favorite since I don't even remember what his name was. Yeah. I don't know. I don't
like
really
the
have one.
Better. No, he's wiry.
Yeah. Oh, lie, oh, lie, oh, lie, oh, lie.
He's wiry. My one offensive weapon is wiry.
Smoking cigarettes out
there.
Yeah,
that was great. Colton Watson, are you worried at all about what college football is going to do to COVID numbers in Mississippi? Yeah, a little. Be foolish not to be.
Like, that there's going to be more of an outbreak?
We're gonna have some, yeah, because, I mean, these are going to be big events.
That's true. I mean, I just like when does it kind of hit its tipping point? I mean, at some point, everybody's going to have had it in the past 90 days.
Yeah, it feels that way.
You know, I mean, right now we're getting 4,000 cases a day.
Yeah, Yeah.
So at some point, you got to think you're going to hit the
At some point, it's going to start going down, but yeah. It hasn't yet. Has this been the hardest year ever to predict wins and losses in the SEC West? I feel like I could be talked to predicting every West team except Bama to go either 9-3 or 5-7. I don't see A&M dropping much past 9-3.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for me with Mississippi State because there's so many games.
3-7 could go anywhere. Like yeah. I don't think Arkansas is going 8-4, but they could be 6-6, 7-5.
Yeah,
State could be 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
State could be 9-3.
I could very easily see State going 8-4.
Ole Miss could just be awful defensively and go 6-6.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they won with five games last year.
Yeah, it is difficult. So. Let's see here. Let's move on to... Oh, did somebody answer his question? Oh, no, that's something else.
You were just waiting.
Yeah. Jay Henry asks, why is football season so climactic? What? Is climactic a word?
It is.
I know anticlimactic is a word.
Well, climatic is hitting the
You ever use that
climax.
Word?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's really a word.
It's got to be that you get to a climax.
Let me ask you this then. This climatic, if anticlimactic means you were expecting something big and it wasn't big, what does climatic mean? You were expecting something big and it was big?
Climactic.
It's not a word.
Action, event, or scene. Exciting or thrilling and acting as a climax to a series of events.
Feels more like a noun.
It's an adjective.
Okay. So,
climactic season.
Join us now for the climax. I guess, well, in that case, it would be like sort of like a finale almost. There is no climax to college football.
I just don't.
You have it every year.
Yeah, I don't know what the question is.
Yeah, we're moving on.
And there's Lounge Dog again. Like, right. What are you doing? Just be quiet.
Yeah. Brad Logan, our good friend, wants to know. By using the word rumblings, this is more of a statement. You're inciting violence on my timeline. Therefore, I'm contacting both Twitter and your employer. This is not over. Locks, unlocks, locks, and retweet said tweet 10 times. That's all we're going to dive into that, to your little situation there, that I was very smart to stay out of, I must say.
I don't know what's happening. That woman could be yelling at every person on Twitter
well,
right now.
Well, she's like deleted. She's created and deleted two different Twitter accounts.
Let me say.
You say it, and the following statement.
This is me. This is me. What we've learned from this whole deal is this woman has her own issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody else's fault but hers.
That's only your opinion.
No, it's everybody's opinion.
I don't share any opinions.
She's done this to herself. There's nothing that I said or anybody else. Well, there were some things that were said to her.
24/7 Sports.
There were some things that were said to her that shouldn't have been said. And I do not condone those actions of those people that said those things.
Mm-hmm.
But she has gone off the rails.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no opinion whatsoever.
And somebody said that she looked like Janice
Soprano. With the personal... No, we are not involved in that.
Well, you get involved in things all the time. You get involved in things all the time.
I don't get involved in certain things. There are certain things I don't involve myself with.
What's wrong with getting involved in this?
I think you know the answer to that.
No.
So we will move forward. Where are we here? Rick Felder wants us to rank these hot sauces, Louisiana, Crystal, and Tabasco.
I don't do hot sauce that much.
I do, so I'll rank them.
Yeah,
for you.
Do. You
Crystal
that.
1, Louisiana 2, Tabasco 3. Bailey wants to know, what is your 100% honest opinion on our recruiting right now? Why do we have no 4 stars with 18 recruits? What should State fans think about Ole Miss seemingly dominating in-state recruiting regarding top 10 prospects compared to us? I am concerned about MSU recruiting. Robbie is less concerned.
I just say that if they can get equal or better players than they're losing, then there's
That's
no reason
fine.
To be concerned.
No, I agree with that.
So if Mississippi State lost Xavier Harris, they need to go get Travion Williams and or Quintel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get those players, if they get Jaheim Otis, I'm not concerned about losing Xavier Harris.
Correct.
Who I think is going to be limited at that
they
spot at his size.
Players.
They have to get those players.
Right. If we are looking up in December and they don't have those guys,
yes.
That's a problem.
And so. Offensive line, you lost Bryson Hurst. Okay. Well, you need to go get Percy Lewis or someone of that caliber.
Right.
And if you do that, I'm not...
It's sort of the same thing as a year ago. You lose Mekalen Pounders, well, you get Cannon Boone.
Yeah.
You lose Brandon Burkhalter, well, you get Ra-Ra Thomas and Antonio Harmon. So it doesn't matter. When you lost MJ Daniels, you didn't replace him. When you lost Malik Nabers, you didn't replace him. When you lost Devontae K. Strong, you didn't replace him. They got to do that.
I'm not as concerned about this the in-state thing as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mississippi State has been on the other end of that and dominated Mississippi recruiting many times
and what do they have
over the years, and they're still at the same spot. So I just it's not so much that for me. It's are you getting those caliber players or better players? If you're going to Texas and getting a kid instead of a guy in Mississippi that's going to be a developmental player,
right?
I'm not going to be upset about that. I'm not going to be upset that you got Teddy Knox and you didn't get. Teddy Knox last year, and you didn't get a three-star wide receiver that looks good, but he's going to take a few years to develop. It's just you got to get good players. That's it. You get good players, and you're fine.
All right.
As far as the rankings are concerned, State's had like four guys in this class that have been four stars that have been dropped after they.
Yeah, which I don't understand.
So that's what it is. Just look at the film yourself and make your own determination on if you think these players are good.
All right, let's move into the second half of the show. That's brought to you by our good friends over at Welcome Home Beef. If you're looking to tailgate this weekend here in Starkville, head over to Val's Marketplace and pick up some Welcome Home Beef products. Pick up some steaks, burgers, or maybe a tri-tip, beef ribs. They've got it all right there at Welcome Home Beef, and they're always willing to cut to order. So if you want some big, thick ribeyes, man, they will make it happen. Not just in Starkville, obviously, across the state. Louisville, Collinsville, Pontotoc, Corinth, Byhalia, New Albany, a lot of different stops where you can find Welcome Home Beef products. If you can't find them on the shelf at your local grocery store, need to find out why. Call your local grocer and call Welcome Home Beef at 662-268-8148. Welcome Home Beef.
It just tastes good.
Two Brothers Smoked Meats will be buzzing this weekend. The Cotton District will be hopping for Mississippi State football, and Two Brothers is right there in the center of that. And you should be, too. Head over to Two Brothers and enjoy some smoked Southern soul food. Great place to hang out. Big patio. Great place to people watch. There's just no better place in the Cotton District than Two Brothers Smoked Meats at 621 University Drive. Our good friends at Advantage Business Systems have a two-way plan to take care of your business. They're going to offer you a selection of services, of products, of technology, everything your business needs to grow and to thrive with more profits and less problems. And they're going to back every sale up with the kind of customer service you think your next-door neighbor would give you. And that's what Advantage Business Systems is. They are your next-door neighbor. They work in Mississippi. They live in Mississippi. They're Mississippi first, just like you are. Call them today. Find out how they can help you out. The number is 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. Brandon Vanderford has some wrestling questions for us. I loved wrestling growing up, but I stopped watching it around 18, 19 years old. 20 years later, my 5-year-old son has become a fan. Did Vince McMahon purposely make WWE hard to watch, or is it just me? It's not just you.
Yeah, he's struggling. I think this is...
He's nearing the end.
He's not in touch with
right
the current state of professional wrestling and the professional wrestling fan.
Right.
And it's like he's in the middle of like some like edgy stuff and PG.
Right.
And it's just
the shift to PG was a huge blow for professional wrestling. Wrestling, it needs to be a little bit more adult content.
And now you have AEW is
a legitimate competitor.
And the fan base is what it was whenever it was WCW, right. WWF Attitude Era.
Yes.
That is the fan base.
Where 18
to 18 to 45 or something like that. So that
going on 46, but sure.
You look at everybody in the crowd at AEW event.
Yeah.
And I don't see any kids or anything like that.
Right.
So that's what you're
there
now.
There are some kids there, but yes, it is more of, there's going to be some blood. There's going to be some, a little bit, the language is definitely a problem. Now they're not doing the sex stuff.
Right.
They're not bra and panties matches.
That's not going to happen anymore,
so,
I don't think.
Yeah, no, that's never happen again. Is Roman Reigns really the best they have to offer on SmackDown? This is where I got to disagree with you.
I think Roman Reigns is fantastic. I think he's one of the best in the business right now.
I mean, he is one of the best heel champions maybe since Triple H.
Yeah.
I mean,
they should have gone heel with him a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it kind of works because it was pushed down everybody's throat, and they started hating him. So when he turned, it was so much easier to hate him.
The same way The Rock did. It's worked.
He's followed a very similar path.
Also, I saw Raw was coming to Memphis on December 6th. Is it acceptable for a kindergarten student to miss a day of school because his dad took him to Raw the night before? 100%. Take your son to Raw. He will have, that's a moment that you will enjoy with him for the rest of his life. I promise he can go and eat some paste the next day.
Yeah,
nobody will miss him.
You'll never get those opportunities back. Have a class.
One day of kindergarten, that's not the day he was going to discover fusion, I promise. Just take the kid to Raw and enjoy yourself. Also, all your questions are WWE related. I don't think Robbie and I could give you a stronger recommendation for AEW. You need to check that out. Wednesday, Dynamite, 7 p.m. Robbie and I'll be watching All Out this weekend too. We're looking.
Yes, we will.
So I went shopping today for some food.
Outstanding. Can't wait.
Let's see here. Colton Watson, I tried to ask this last week and I was foiled. Is it, well, you got to be on top of those things. Is it true the school up north defense was so bad in practice this month that when the local media reported on it, honestly, their coaches closed practice to the media? I haven't heard anything about that one way or the other.
I haven't heard either.
That would be sort of weird, though. Brad Baxter is going to jump in to MSU history's territory.
Oh.
Wants us to rank these Bulldogs who wore the number 5. So we've already done this before.
But he's got some different names on here. I don't remember.
Joseph Hunter, Jamerson Love, Tanner Allen, Russ Snead, Chauncey Rivers, and Real Howard. 1-2 is very easy.
Tanner Allen and Real Howard.
Yes, it's not even close. And it's really not close.
Mm-mm.
The rest of these guys, you can put them in any order, and I won't argue too much against you.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's go Hunter,
Russ
Rivers,
Snead,
Love.
I'm good with that.
All that matters is 1-2. Yep. That's all that matters. No mention of Kelvin Knight, though. That's a little disappointing. Great question here from my friend Brian McDuff. Why do chewy cookies get crunchy when left out, but crunchy cookies get chewy?
That is a good question.
I don't know the answer to that.
The consistency that is in the cookie, I guess, when it's chewy, like the is there more sugar? Is it, what is it?
You know, there's a meme that goes around about like different ways you can cook. Like if you put too much butter in, too much flour, too many eggs, whatever it is, it's got to be something in the way you're baking it.
The answer is the ingredients is what makes it do this. Yeah. Well, the crunchy cookies are basically getting stale.
Yeah,
and they get just like
and the
anything.
Other ones are sort of drying out.
That's right.
Yeah. Robert Burrell, another Bishop's Sycamore question. What's the craziest thing you've seen at a high school sporting event? You've covered high school sports. Have you ever seen anything remotely like what we've seen this week?
No, I mean, this is...
Were you there? Wasn't there a brawl for basketball at the Hump a couple years ago? I know Joel was there.
Yeah, there was in the crowd at the Travis Outlaw
thing.
Yeah, you know, I've seen you know, basketball games can get a little squirrely because, you know, football is like you hit each other and then you blow the whistle and the play's over. Basketball, when you start getting rough, it can get rougher.
Yeah.
And then in the stands, you know, people are right by each other.
Yeah.
You know, the sections
are closer.
There's
no home side. Yeah, like home side.
Some places are, but some places people sit wherever they want.
Well, think about like basketball, right? Both teams are on the same side of the court.
Yeah.
So there's not like in football where you go sit on the other sideline. You're not really dealing with that. So, yeah.
But as far as just, you know,
never seen
the craziest thing, it would be like a play or something. I haven't really seen anything crazy like
nothing
as far
like this,
as like, you know, the fans or anything like that.
All right. Mangum Cafe, the lack of usage of Aries Williams in 2018 bother you? It's still frustrating. I mean, if you haven't let that go, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, really, it was just what was frustrating to you was just Joe Moorhead.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a lot of things there.
Exactly. We've got some over-unders here from our friend Justin Strawn. Will you take the over or under?
7:50 p.m.
Yeah, not bad. QBs who get at least one start, 1.5.
For Mississippi State.
For Mississippi State. So basically,
I'm going to take the under on that.
Well, you think Rodgers gets all 12 starts?
It's just dependent really on if he's hurt. I can't really predict that. So I'm going to say under because I think if he's healthy, he's going to be your starter.
Receptions by Johnson and Marks combined, 120. They had 96 last year. So I would definitely go over that.
You think so? Or you think the wide receivers will be a little more, he'll be a little more comfortable?
Marks
with the
is going to catch 75 passes.
I just wonder, you know, if he... he's in this offense a little longer now. Will Rogers, you know, maybe he depended on the running backs a little too much last mm-hmm. year, dumping it off.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I'm gonna say under.
Okay. Combined interceptions by Emerson and Forbes, 4.
I'll definitely. I'm gonna say over. Yeah.
Players who catch 50 passes, 5.
Under.
I'm gonna go over. And then last one, state games that involve a forfeit, 1.5. So will state have a forfeit this year, be it for them or against?
No. Well,
they do play Auburn.
That's true. I'm gonna say no. I think eventually the SEC teams get just about everybody, if not everybody, is above that threshold.
Will the Thunder and Lightning picks contest ultimately get decided by some stupid game like Vandy, South Carolina? Yes.
100%.
Yeah. And then last one here. Brian, you and I will never see eye to eye when it comes to MLB. However, the Padres are perilously close to not even making the wild card after all the offseason moves they made. Could we do a Macho Man Hulk Hogan handshake and agree that would be the funniest thing ever? Yeah, the Giants, man, it's a tough week for them. We'll see how they may be behind the division when this gets done. But that being said, I don't know if he's listening, but you know Christian Bird?
Yes.
He's also a big Dodgers fan. And we were talking about the Padres a couple years back when they made some moves. He's like, man, the Padres are dangerous. And I was just like, they're the Padres. They always find a way to screw it up. That's just what they do.
And that's what's happening?
That's what's happening once again. The Padres have spent all this money.
Right when Adam Frazier went over
there. Yeah. Well, he was part of the moves. But they're not any good. It's just the Padres, Justin. They're never going to be any good. Let's see here. JB Holloway. Hey, Brian, as rival EPL fans, can we take a second and laugh at Arsenal together? We can. Terrible. Rank these Chevy Chase movies. Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation, Fletch, Caddyshack, Three Amigos. That's a good 5, first and foremost.
That
for a guy
a
who's
5.
Not really big anymore,
yeah,
that's really solid.
For me, Christmas Vacation is 1.
It should be 1. Because it has the most staying power.
And I'm going Caddyshack, too.
I agree.
I'm going
Fletch 3.
Okay. I might go Vacation 3.
I'm going to go Vacation 4 and Three Amigos 5.
Okay. But I would watch all of these.
Yeah, these are all fantastic.
When they're on television at any point, I'm going to watch them. Yeah, Chevy Chase is a genius.
Yeah. Rob Chittum, how long does Jameis last as QB1 in New Orleans? Do you think they trade for a quarterback or go for young talent in the draft? Well, I think he's going to be fine, but if he isn't fine, they will draft a quarterback.
I need him to be really good because he's in my fantasy football league this year. I drafted him like nobody was taking him, and I was like, I could see this guy having a ton of points because he's going to throw for a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
So I need him to have a good year.
Let's see here. The American Dream has a question. Do you mind if I ask it with my American Dream impression?
Please.
I'm finally out of that Twitter jail, Daddy. They had me locked up in there. Ric Flair and Tully Blanchard told the local authorities I didn't need to be out. But now I'm out, Daddy. Who do you think will last longer between Clark Lee and Brian Harsin?
Clark Lee.
Wow.
Vanderbilt doesn't care. They let Derek Mason stay there for like 10 years.
So Harsin, do you think, surely after 4 losing seasons, they would fire Clark Lee.
Yeah, but I think Harsin, they're going to have a much tighter leash.
Well, that's my point. You think he's not going to deliver?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it more has to do with Vanderbilt being accepting of Clark Lee and letting him kind of try to build a program. And also, like I said, they just don't care. I mean, Derek Mason had, what, 1 pretty solid year?
He went to a bowl once.
Yeah, his team sucked every year. So, and they let him stay there forever.
Ace Swenson asks, what's the lamest hand gesture during a football game? The land shark, the tomahawk chop, the gator chomp, or the Texas horns? Tomahawk chop is cool.
It's the land shark.
It's the land shark.
That's the dumbest.
It's the lamest one.
Well, you have one of the worst defenses in the country, and every now and then you get a tackle for loss, and you're down by 20 points or something, and put that up. It's stupid.
Here's a tremendous question, very metaphysical, from Norm. How many holes does a straw have? Does it have 2 holes, one at the end, one at one end, and one at the other? So to have 1 hole, which is, you know, just the whole straw is a hole, mm-hmm. basically. Or does it have no holes? When someone says there's a hole in something, they mean it's punctured. If you were handed a brand new straw, it would not be punctured, and therefore there are zero holes.
Well, I think there is a hole because...
There's one hole.
Yeah, because it just goes straight through.
Right. If you were to put a hole in my finger...
It went straight through.
Yeah, there is no top of the... There is no one hole at the beginning and one hole at the end. It's just a hole. It goes all the way through. So basically, you have a plastic tube, and you puncture all the way through. That's one hole. The top.
What
of the
do
straw,
they call? What do they call like a bullet hole? Do they call it?
It's not two bullet holes.
They call it an entry wound and an exit wound.
Exactly.
So
you have an entry. You have the entry and the exit.
But yeah. They would call it. Would they call it one hole if it went straight through?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what's interesting about that? A bullet hole, right? The entry is where the bullet goes in, and that's going to be where the gunman was facing you, right?
Yes.
And then the exit's the other side. A straw is the opposite. The exit is what you have in your mouth. The entry is what's in the drink.
That's a good point.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Thank you for making us think today, Norm. We appreciate that. We need that.
I need to let my brain cells fire off every now and then.
Tyler Covington asked, the what to worst gate to the game schedule came out a week or so back. Should national championship gear be a requirement to wear on October the 23rd? I'm of two minds. I say, first of all, like, yeah, it'd be funny, but... A, Vanderbilt has two national titles, State only has one. And B, I am of the, you know, what happens in baseball doesn't matter in football.
Yeah, same way.
So I would just say just wear a maroon shirt.
It's like them whenever they were they had the football players standing on the dugout.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Let's see here. Tara Smith says, besides Ole Miss, what team are you wanting to have a win against most of the season? This is an easy question to answer. It's Alabama. You always want to beat Alabama.
Yeah, but realistically.
Then it's LSU.
Okay.
So, Johnny Jackson asked a question, but because Johnny Jackson likes to answer other people's questions, Johnny Jackson doesn't get his question answered.
Ooh.
That's how life works for you, Johnny Jackson.
See, those are the people. It's not Michael Thomas, who has no idea the show exists, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the people who actually listen to the show.
They know the rules, and they still jump in. The worst.
That, we should implement that rule. Right. If you're a person that does this, that answers questions like that, Lounge Dog,
oh, I have that.
Johnny Jackson.
I have that.
You're not getting your question
answered. If you
answer
a question, I'm not answering your question.
Let that be a lesson to you, Johnny.
Gulf Coast Dog says, Robbie, since you're such a boozy fan, do you pronounce it boozy or boozy? I know Brian says Boozy, and I want you to correct him every time, but you never do. Is it Boosie?
It's Boosie.
Boosie.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that. I am not a Boosie fan, so yeah.
But that's really...
I will
really,
know for next time.
That's really, I guess, maybe a product of being from Louisiana, though.
Okay.
It's just an accent thing for him.
Andy Losick says, if my cousin Vinny taught me anything, it's that no self-respecting Southerner would ever cook instant grits. Because of that, it always strikes me that when we visit the Starkville Hampton Inn, that instant grits are routinely a breakfast option. As two obviously self-respecting Southerners, which do you find more offensive, instant grits or hanging an SEC divisional banner that wasn't actually won? That's interesting.
I'm not as upset about the grits.
There's no stove.
Well, and it's a hotel.
Yeah, I mean, are you really going to take that long to cook your grits for hotel breakfast? No, you just want to pop them in the microwave.
It's free. It's free, Andy.
Exactly. So, far more offensive is hanging a banner of something you didn't actually win. I agree. All right, this is where we had a bunch of people in the mentions here.
Jacob took care of Johnny.
We got a kill, marry, and date. We're still saying date. From the days when Bob was...
Going steady.
Yeah. Marvel edition, Black Widow, Gamora, Captain Marvel.
Ooh.
I'm not really interested in a green one.
Gamora's out.
Now,
And I don't like Captain Marvel much either.
So you just date her?
So I guess we're going to kill Gamora.
Uh-huh.
I'm marrying Black Widow.
Okay.
Because she's hot, for one.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, who's... Yeah. Incredible.
This is my issue
and,
here.
And then she can fight people for you.
Yeah, also Captain Marvel.
That's true.
She's got superpowers. Captain Black
Widow.
Yeah,
but I just...
an assassin. Here's my other thing I want to say, though. If we're just talking about the women who play these characters, I mean, Zoe Saldana...
Yeah.
...is probably over Scarlett Johansson, to be honest with you, for me.
Marvel would be gone.
Yeah.
So it would be between...
In terms of the character, a green woman, a green alien, no. I don't know. I'm not interested.
No.
All right. Pepper Potts, Jane Foster, Peggy Carter. Peggy Carter not that attractive to me. So we'll kill her.
Okay, Pepper Potts. I'd probably marry her because she's got great organization. Great organizational skills.
Yeah, very grounded.
She keeps you in line.
Yeah, and she'll put up with a lot of BS, obviously.
I mean, she got Tony Stark to get in line.
Yeah, that's my point.
He was a playboy. Yeah, I mean, she got him to be committed to her. So we'll go with Pepper Potts as a
man. So you're going to date?
We'll date Jane Foster.
Very good. Now, the problem with that is her ex-boyfriend is a god, is a literal god.
That's true.
So that's going to be a problem sometimes, but, you know.
And wasn't she... wasn't she in the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, she was Padme.
She was Padme.
Yeah. Yeah, again, when we're talking about like the realistic who plays these people,
she doesn't Natalie have very Portman. Good choice, very good choices in men.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, she did pick a god, but
a god is a good point. Yeah. Anakin Skywalker, pretty rough. Will Fry, what's the worst job you've ever had?
I think I've mentioned this before, but I worked at the water department in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally a crappy job.
I was the night security guy for a place for 1 week. And it was just the job was just for a week. I didn't get fired.
You were Paul Blart.
Basically, the place was deserted. I just slept.
Oh my God! You're the prototypical nighttime security.
I made that
guard.
Money so I could go to a trip to a bowl game. But they were like, we need somebody to be in this place from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. for 1 week, and I was like, sure.
You were the prototypical nighttime security guy.
I was able to bring my Sega Genesis. They had a little TV I could play video games on, and when I got tired, I went to bed. So,
wow, you sucked at that job.
Nobody broke in.
Nobody cared.
I was obviously great in it. So, Lee Battle wants to know if it keeps on raining, is the levee going to break? If the levee breaks, I'll have no place to stay. So,
I like how Lee's incorporating some good tunes here in the rumblings. That.
Josh Ard says, what's your idea for America tailgate food for the 9/11 20th anniversary tailgates for NC State? That's a good question. Now, 6 p.m. kick means we have some wiggle room here. We can cook a pork butt, which is what I would suggest to do. Pork butt, some you want some buffalo wings? Wings are very American.
The dessert can be that.
It's got to be a red, white, and blue.
The cake, red, white, and blue.
The frosted cake with the flag.
Yeah, it's got like...
And you know, I want cupcakes too with the red, white, and blue wrappers.
Yes.
Some hot dogs. You got to have hot dogs. I mean, hot dogs and burgers need to be on there too. But let that buck be cooking the whole day.
Yeah.
While the other stuff's on
the grill. Get some pork sausage.
Pork sausage. Picky people pick pulse. You know that. Let's see here. Here's Trey Robinson. Is Professor Shumi the unofficial Rumblings mascot? He always gets bombed with replies. I agree. How many folks has Brian Haydad blocked or muted over replies? There's no blocks, but I have muted about 5 or 6 people.
Since yesterday?
No, total.
Ever?
Because of the rumblings.
Oh.
I've muted a lot more than that.
Yeah, there are several people that have been punished. If you're asking questions, don't blame me. It's Brian's fault because he's muted you.
Oh, you screwed up and you got called out for it, huh? Learn a lesson. Great question here from Will from Bunker Hill. Our hands have fingertips. Our feet do not have toe tips. But why do we tiptoe? The English language has failed us again.
Yeah, it should be the tip of your toes.
Yeah. So if you can somehow walk on your fingers, are you tip fingering? I don't know what's going on there. That doesn't sound right. Abort. Let's see here. Kevin Wright, how bad is Arsenal? Yuck. Any chance they get relegated? Now, I know you don't like soccer, but I want to get your thoughts on this. So, are you familiar with the relegation system? How it works?
Yeah, like if you're worst teams get pushed down
to
different tiers.
So, there's 20 teams, and the bottom three go down a level, and then the top three from the other level come up one.
And so, like the next year, does it reset? Or
yeah.
Okay.
So, let's say in the NFL, let's say there was another football league under the NFL, the American Football League, call it whatever you want, right? So let's say that this year, just for grins and giggles, we'll say the Falcons. Let's just pick a team.
It's a random team.
And they go 0-16. Next year, they play in the AFL.
Okay.
And then whoever won the AFL comes up to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So it's constantly. So you have a system that rewards achievement.
So they still get to have transactions, and they're involved in the draft the same way.
Well, there's no draft, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm just talking about like NFL.
Oh, in the NFL. Yeah. Well, no. Then the next year, there's an NFL draft. You see, but you're going too far down the semantics road.
Well,
you see my.
You brought it into.
But you see the overall point that there's promotion and relegation.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just pretend there was no salary cap in the NFL for a second, right? And there were six teams that have a ton of money, and everybody else is just sort of trying to make it, okay? And those six teams are, let's say, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Packers, the Giants, the Chargers. It doesn't matter. And the Texans. It doesn't matter, right? So you're like, those six teams every year should be good. Well, this one year, the Texans start off 0-3, and they haven't scored yet. And you're thinking, they might actually get relegated. That's what's happening with Arsenal. They are one of the six teams in the English Premier League that has more money than anybody else. But they are awful.
Now,
we're only
three
games in.
How's that happen?
They have bad signings. They just sign players that don't work out. Their coach isn't very good. And lot working against them right now. So, no, it's only three games in. We got a long way to go.
But it's not looking good.
But right now, they're sitting in last place.
And y'all are excited about it. This
yeah,
is a team that
it,
everybody wants to see.
It would be hilarious to watch that. Imagine if like that situation. Imagine if the Yankees got relegated to AAA.
I'm kind of for that at this point.
Well, you see what I'm saying, though. So, I don't think there's any real chance. Surely they'll finish, you know, 13th or 14th. But man, why the hype for Texas A&M? I just don't see how they're the clear second best team in the West. I don't know what you're seeing then. They are clearly the second best team in the West. They have recruited at a high level. They have the second best coach. They're a good team. That's a good football team.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you skipped a lot.
Did I?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not seeing it.
You skipped Tucker Medlin.
Tucker Medlin.
Yep. You skipped William Taylor Ball.
Well,
you skipped my guy Corey Pilkington.
Hold on.
You skipped like 10 questions.
Well, I'm not seeing these questions.
I'm seeing them. I'm scrolling right through. Right after Trey Robinson,
right, hold on,
you
on.
Went like to the very end.
Hold on. Man, I'm just checking my mentions here.
Yeah, you're mentioning these.
Well, hold on then. Okay. Well, let me see here. There's Trey Robinson. Okay, there's Kevin Wright's question. And then the next question up is Andy Losick, and then it's Tucker Medlin. I was getting there.
I don't even see the. Okay.
All right. I started at the beginning and go.
Yeah,
on.
I did the same thing.
Well, I don't know what you're doing then.
Well, it's,
I don't really want to answer Andy Losick's next question. I just want to tell you that, and no offense to you, all of these helmets are terrible. Have you seen this graphic that he sent us? I would be really peeved if MSU came out in any one of these helmets.
I don't see them.
All right, well, let me show this to you. Hold on. Yeah. No offense, but these are all bad. So we're not going to talk about that. Tucker Medlin. This is a good question. What scenario is more enjoyable? A 5-6 MSU defeats a 5-6 Ole Miss to continue the bowl streak and relegate Ole Miss to the couch in December, or a 6-5 MSU team defeats Ole Miss, a 10-1 Ole Miss team, to stop them from going to the SEC championship game. It's number two.
Okay.
Now, even though Ole Miss is 10-2, and they're going to be like, oh, we went to a better bowl, 7-5, you probably win the bowl game, you're 8-5. 8-5, it's not that bad. It's a good season. And you won the Egg Bowl, and you kept them out of the SEC championship game for the first time, is better than you're 6-6, and they're just not going to a bowl.
I go the other way, because they keep the bowl. They had a bowl last year, but
either way,
they haven't been to very many bowls lately.
Yeah,
you want to keep them below the the top of the SEC. You want them to stay mediocre. And going 5-7 is pretty mediocre.
Okay. William Taylor Ball asks, what's your dream setup for a tailgate for food and beverages? I have thought about this many times, William. I'd be honest with you. First thing I want, I need space. All right, I need enough room for about three tents. One tent is just to put the TV under and some chairs, and you can sit around and watch the games. We have one tent that is, and we have two, basically two food tents.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I need a grill and a smoker out there. All right, I want to be able to just grill stuff like sausage, wings, you know, chicken tenders, whatever I want to do, stuff I can cook quickly. And then on the smoker is the big, the coup de grace. I need at least three dips made available to me at all times. I need a good selection of sweets. There needs to be like a cookie tray and then something homemade out there, right? You know, it's like a cake, you know, a cobbler or something. Meats, I want at least four options at all times. I don't need many much for sides. I don't, you know, it's not a cookout. This is a tailgate. I don't need there to be mac and cheese or asparagus or anything like that. I don't mind some bacon-wrapped asparagus, but I don't need it. And then you have the big meat at the end, the pork butt, the brisket, the ribs, whatever it is. That's what I want from a tailgate.
I've been to a tailgate like that.
Yeah, well, if you can make it happen, that's what we're talking about. Barrett Bruton, I'm sorry, wants to know. Who is your sleeper / breakout player for offense and defense? Who you got?
Sleeper breakout player on offense?
Mm-hmm.
Rufus.
Okay.
Harvey.
Oof. And then defense?
I don't know if it would be a sleeper, but Tyrus Wheat. We might not be talking about him enough.
That's a good pick.
Nationally, we're definitely not talking. Nobody's talking about him nationally. No. That's going to be a guy that people are going to be surprised about because they didn't talk about him.
I think Colin Duncan's my pick defensively. I feel like he's going to have a big year. Playing safety back there, he'll roam the middle and get some picks. Offensively, it's tough to pick. I mean, is Tulu Griffin really a breakout player? Everybody's sort of watching for him.
Yeah, I mean, people were expecting him to make a jump, but he didn't really do much last
year. Tulu Griffin would be my guy there for sure. Corey, come on, man. I can't ask this question. It's funny, though.
I was wanting you to.
It's funny. You might want to talk to that guy at some point. I don't know.
He's out of control.
Brooks Lewis, is it more likely that State rushes for over 150 or passes for over 450 on Saturday? I think it's definitely passes.
Yeah. I could see them doing that, just having a breakout game. I can't see them rushing for 150.
Yeah. Rumbling Bully asks, what should I get my wife for her birthday? It's our first as a married couple, and I want to do good. It's a good question.
You're out of the phase of buying, you're out of the phase of buying gifts, like when the gifts that you would buy when you were dating.
Right.
Now, I feel like women appreciate more things that they would like for the house.
Yeah.
Whatever, if you've moved
into
a new house.
Not appliances or anything.
No. You know, but like, you know, if you've moved into a new house, like they might have something in mind that they want for their bathroom or something like that.
I'm an experienced person. I don't, you know, as much as gifts is like going somewhere.
Yeah.
The problem is it makes it sound like it's coming up. So, you know, you're going to miss football games.
Right.
And I understand if you don't want to do that. Just trying to think of like, you know, I mean, and not knowing what your wife is into.
Yeah, really, I would like to know what your wife, because like for my wife, like she likes surprises for stuff, but also she likes to, at this point, she wants me to buy stuff for like our house.
Right.
So like that's what I would buy.
Right.
Is, you know, she wants something
decorative for the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. That's not a bad choice.
Or, you know, she likes to bake, so. Like for Christmas, she asked for a mixer, so I got her a mixer.
So have I ever told you that story of getting my wife the mixer?
Yes.
About how I gave her a bag of pie filling and flour, and I was like, "What? Happy birthday!" And then I gave her the mixer. Had to move quick.
You know, she was
for a second there. That lip was trembling.
There was about to be some smoke coming out of the ears. Yeah.
The Alabama Slammer, which is an underrated shot. What is your over under on the number of state football players kneeling during the anthem at the first game? It's zero because college football players aren't on the field for the national anthem. So
yeah.
If you ever watched a college football game, you would know that. RJ Sweatman says, how much different do you think this team looks if Joe Judge had gotten the job? What a great question.
I thought about that yesterday when I saw that video going around with him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how he would have done on this level because there's nothing that I can gauge other right. than just, you know, that he would be a good disciplinarian.
I think
but heck, they have fights all the time in their practices. They apparently are having issues with that. But
all I know from what I heard around the smoke of him getting hired was he was going to put together a good staff. Will Hall was his projected offensive coordinator.
But it'd be Will Hall, Jody Wright, some of the guys that have been here
before.
We would
have been a recruiter.
Yeah, I mean, the big question is, would he be able to recruit talent here? I just don't know because he. But at the same time, you're talking about a guy that was in Nick Saban's program. It's not like he has no idea what he's doing.
Exactly.
So I was very intrigued to see what that hire would have done, and I think that was. Yeah. I said initially,
Derek Schrader would still be here.
Yeah. I said initially when Moorhead was fired,
mm-hmm.
initially when I saw his name, I mm-hmm. said, that is John Cohen's guy.
Yeah, and it was.
Yeah.
It was 100%.
That was going to be your coach.
If the Giants don't surprise the world, he would have been the head coach.
That was going to be your coach.
What's the first place you eat at when you're on the coast? You got one?
I don't go to the coast much. Oh,
Mary Mahoney's is the
that's
that place
the
is fantastic.
That's really the only place that comes to mind.
I want as many broiled crab claws as they're willing to give me. Let's see here. I don't want to answer another baseball question. It's football week. And then I'm not answering that one there. Let's move forward. Whit McAnally. Oh, he wants us to explain NFTs, but I can't do that. Can you?
No.
Okay, great. I'm making sure. Rapid fire.
What is NFT?
That's those things that people are buying for like $500,000 that are like a little MS Paint picture.
What?
I can't explain it.
What? An MS Paint picture of what?
I don't know. Just like a dog.
Okay. People are buying those for
like
thousands?
Big money. Yeah. I don't understand it either. Trust me, I don't understand it. Another one from Witt, though. We got some rapid fire. Squirrels or chipmunks?
Chipmunk.
Yeah, you don't really see chipmunks around that much. Camels or llamas?
Camel.
I mean, I'm from the desert, so we're going to go camel. Ostrich or emu?
Ostrich.
I knew a guy who used to farm those.
Really?
Yeah. Big birds. Willie or Waylon?
Waylon.
Willie. Going Willie.
Okay.
We're not answering that one. Nope, nope, no.
Why not?
Staying away.
What the heck?
Sheldon the Nation's better Daniel Day-Lewis role, Bill the Butcher or Daniel Plainview? It's the same guy.
It is pretty much the same guy, but I like Gangs of New York better.
The movie is better, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy from Gulfport asked, with Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC, does it increase the odds of Starkville getting a Whataburger? We'd like to see that.
Possibility?
Yeah.
I would just keep hammering these people on Twitter because apparently they respond.
Yeah. And also, does that speed up the Buc-ee's infiltration of the Gulf South? Again, I hope so.
I like that that's kind of pushing northward.
Yeah,
we're moving up.
Nearby. The Stark Dog, which fruit is better, fresh versus cooked or candy flavor? So,
he's saying the like fruit that you like might grill or something.
Well,
like
like
pineapple,
for example,
and stuff.
I think I don't like grapes, but I like grape flavored things. They don't taste the same. So, what's the opposite of that? What's something that you like? You just want to eat an apple versus a cooked apple? I think apples are better cooked. Banana would probably be, I don't know, banana
like
pudding.
Apple pie?
Yeah. Apple pie is better than just eating an apple. Banana pudding.
Yeah, banana pudding is better than eating a banana.
Peach cobbler is better than a peach.
Yeah.
So what is it then? Strawberries?
I like strawberries are.
Yeah. Berries might be the right
blueberries,
answer.
Blueberries. I like blueberries better than like a blueberry flavored something.
What about like lemons and limes? Like lemon
I don't like,
pie.
I don't really like either
I guess you
one.
You don't eat a lemon though, yeah. So
I don't really like. I don't really like anything lemon. I mean, I'll eat it or drink it, but I don't prefer it.
Right. Kivas Wright. Aside from CM Punk and Darby Allin, which match or matches are you looking forward to at All Out? I'm really looking forward to the whole card. Obviously, the world title match should be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated with what they do with Jericho and MJF. I don't think
they're
going to
end
retire,
up,
but
they'll end up giving him a little bit of a break, and he'll be announcer for a little bit to.
But
do
then,
that
how does he
kinda,
come back?
He'll feud with somebody. Somebody will come over to the announce table and call him out or something. And
See, I call think Jericho still needs to be a, you know, weekly guy.
He does. I don't know why they're doing this. So but I also don't know why they keep this. I don't know why they keep this thing going.
Well, I don't understand, like, MJF lost. He's lost a match. Like, they make it seem like he hasn't. So.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward, sort of underrated, to seeing Paul White wrestle again. I like watching him manhandle guys. I think that's
Britt Baker. I think Britt Baker
should be
good.
A good match. Is Ruby Riott going to show up? Ruby Soho now? Have you seen this?
I think that's gonna, I think she's going to Impact.
Oh, the Impact?
I think so.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Alexandra Watson asks, if you lost your phone in a store and the staff found it and brought it to customer service for safekeeping, would you be upset when you got it back if the staff had taken selfies? Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I'd be mad.
Don't go through my phone.
Yeah, don't touch. That's not going to make me happy.
I mean, if you as a person working at the store, if I found your phone and just started taking pictures of it and went through your phone, would you be happy? No.
Yeah, I'd be pissed about that.
Cooper Gordon, what's the most unique tailgate food you've ever had? Who has the best tailgate scene outside of the SEC? Well, I've never been tailgating outside of the SEC. I can't really answer that. If I just had to guess, probably, you know, Texas.
LSU.
Oh, that's in the SEC.
Oh, outside the SEC, sorry. Yeah.
What's the most unique tailgate food you've ever had?
I haven't really had anything unique at a tailgate. Everything's kind of just like, it is what it is. You know what you're getting.
I was at LSU and had a rabbit sauce piquant once. It was fantastic.
Sure.
It was good.
They probably stewed that rabbit, just ran through by Alex's box or something.
Yeah,
somebody picked it up and just put it in the stew.
Brogan Fairchild, how long do you think telling yourself we won the national championship in baseball will make you feel better when we lose the inevitable heartbreaker in other sports?
That's the key. Just keep repeating that and remember that there was happy times.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, it'll be all right. We had to evacuate for Hurricane Ida with a 5- and a 2-year-old. Any advice for being posted up at a hotel or the in-laws with 2 young kids? Very fortunate our house was spared damage. That's good to hear. I mean, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, you're at a hotel, they got to have a pool, right?
Yeah, go play in the pool.
Get after it.
Turn on a movie.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, you got stuff to do. Here we go. Rumblings Bully, how weird is it seeing Messi at PSG and Ronaldo back at Manchester United? It's weird. It's very odd. Imagine if Brady went back to the Bucks. That's what we're talking about here. Not the Bucks.
The Patriots. Yeah.
Let's see here. Rivers Huey, our friend from down at ESPN Radio down in Baton Rouge. If I have evacuated to Starkville with 2 kids under 2, where should I eat lunch? Also, could you babysit the 2 kids? I'll be happy to watch them today as you're listening on Wednesday. I don't have anything going on in the afternoon until about, I need to leave around noon. So if you need them in the morning, I can watch them. And in the evening, we can watch them. But the midday is no good.
I've got my hands full right now.
Yeah.
I got my daughter's home from, we have a 2-week quarantine from her daycare teacher or whatever.
Yeah.
So I've got my daughter for 2 weeks. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
As far as lunch goes, I would go to Two Brothers. I would go to Humble Taco. I would go to the
Restaurant
Camp House.
Tyler?
I would go to Restaurant Tyler. I think they're back open, like, all the way now. They're not just Thursday through Saturday.
Oh, really?
I think. I could be wrong on that. You got a lot of options, Rivers.
Starville Cafe.
Starville Cafe is a good choice. WB Wright, what's your favorite weeknight meals with as little effort as possible? Just cook. I mean, you can cook meat and be done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Some chicken breast. Or I got some tuna steaks in the house tonight. That, I mean, that should literally take me 5 minutes.
Yeah, steaks don't take long at all. Slap them on the grill, turn them over one time, it's done.
Somebody answered River's question, and she didn't reply. Now I feel bad.
Does she know?
She has to know. So, all right, hold on here. Somebody replied to Gil Manclang. Did he get in? He got it. We're good. This is where Slimy Jack showed up. Who does this guy think he is? Pick 2 and leave 1, Robbie. The Departed, Inception, Wolf of Wall Street. That's a really, really tough question.
Departed and Wolf of Wall Street.
You're leaving Inception?
Yes.
I think that's where I'm going too, but man, it hurts. Inception's a great movie.
You have to think too much in that. I don't want to think.
That's true, it's true.
Just let me watch.
No thinking at Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, just let me watch the amazing events that happened in Departed and Wolf of Wall Street.
The Who, Led Zeppelin, Queen.
Zeppelin and Queen.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Nutty Buddies, Oatmeal Cream Pies, Honey Buns.
Nutty Buddy, Oatmeal Cream Pie.
Yep. We were on the same page so far today. I feel like I know where you're going to go with this, and so am I, though.
This is easy.
Yankees, Cardinals, Red Sox.
We'll see you down the road, Red Sox.
I'm just not a fan of the Red Sox. I don't really like the Cardinals either.
But. It was a good story in 2004, but now they're, you know, they got...
It's too much.
Yeah, now they've
Brad
jumped
Haynes
on that.
Brad Haynes is getting mad right now, but he's just going to have to get mad. If Jay Perry's listening, he's mad too. To Kill a Mockingbird, The Catcher in the Rye, The Great Gatsby.
To Kill a Mockingbird and Great Gatsby.
Yeah, Catcher in the Rye. I'm not a big fan of that book.
No.
Ford Polk. Did Jack Crystal call any baseball games? Yeah, way back in the 50s he did. Sure.
He did. Well, 70s.
Did he do some of that?
Yeah, I think he was the first College World Series.
Also, Slimy Jack tried to answer these questions.
God.
So we were wrong about something, or at least I was wrong. I don't know if you – I think you may have just been agreeing with me because you weren't sure, but – Alabama Ole Miss is not week four. Ole Miss has a bye. So, we look at, here's the schedule. He's trying to get this 2:30 MSU-LSU game so he can watch it before he goes and gets married.
Okay.
Florida-Tennessee, Kentucky-South Carolina, Georgia-Vanderbilt, Arkansas-A&M. Arkansas-A&M, it's traditionally like that 11 a.m.
That might game. Be 11 a.m. No, actually, Kentucky-South Carolina might.
Well, those could both be.
That either Kentucky South Carolina is going to be 11 or it's going to be
I think Arkansas A&M
6 p.m. on SEC Network.
Arkansas A&M will be 11 a.m. on ESPN, and Kentucky South Carolina will be 11 a.m. on
SEC Network.
SEC Network.
Yeah, yeah.
Florida Tennessee is going to get
that game might be on the alternate. I don't know.
Florida Tennessee will be your 2:30 game.
Yes,
no question.
So you might be good there. Nobody cares.
No, he's not good. He wants the 2:30 game.
Oh, he wants state
married.
To have.
He's getting married at night.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. Now, we've established that State and LSU is going to be six.
Yeah, there's no question. Izzy Mandelbaum says, in my best Zach Arnett impression, can you please talk about how you think Robbie is doing as the co-host on Thunder and Lightning so far? He's got a long way to go, you know? When you think about the standard that was set before him by Joel Coleman and Bob Carskadden, has Robbie really lived up to that? I mean, in my opinion, you know, there's a gap there. There's definitely a gap there. He's got a long way to go. And we're going to keep working, you know, and I hope that we'll get there, but we might not. And if that's the case, you know, that's going to be on me because I didn't do a good enough job of getting him there. So, you know, don't blame him. Blame me. Blame me for his inadequacies. So hopefully he can take the message that I'm giving him right now and get there. But I don't know. I don't know.
That pretty much nailed it, I guess.
There we go. Here we go. Flying M. This is the toughest one. Rank the 15s.
Yeah.
This is a strong list.
This is a very good list.
Bowers, Hazelwood, Mangum, McCowan, Prescott, Sleepy, Don Smith, Tan White. So let's just for the record here. You've got two of the top five women's basketball players of all time at Mississippi State. You've got
maybe top 10 Southeastern Conference players.
Yeah. You've got,
from a scoring standpoint,
three
for sure.
of the best quarterbacks in Mississippi State history. You've got a beloved basketball player, might be a top 10 player all time at Mississippi State, a guy who's top two or three baseball player at Mississippi State, and a guy who made one of the biggest kicks in MSU history.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
I think we've had an argument before about Dak and Jake, right?
We have. Well, I mean, that was the greatest Bulldog bracket a year ago.
So, I mean, you have a serious argument for Jake to be number one.
You do.
He's the all-time leader in SEC history.
His career
hits.
Resume is better than Dak Prescott's.
It is. It absolutely
in his
is.
Sport, it is.
It absolutely is. He went to Omaha twice, which I would put in the same category as going to the college football playoff. Because
I would put Dak getting the Orange Bowl was probably the same. Because they were ranked seventh.
Yeah, but this is that was just a bowl game. This was was the final playoff for a national championship.
Remember, the playoff didn't exist back then, too. Or, yeah, that was the first year of it. Yeah,
it did. It's 2014.
They missed out, but it's four versus. If there was an 8-team playoff, they would have been in.
I wouldn't compare it to going to a bowl game.
Okay,
I mean maybe New Year's Six. You might be.
Tierra McCowan played for two national titles.
That's correct, and she's one of the greatest rebounders in SEC history.
Yeah.
So you're talking about two people that, and Jake Mangum and Terry McCowan, that are two of the best in the history of the conference.
You've got three SEC champions on this list with Bowers, Mangum, and McCowan.
I still want to give Dak the edge, just from a national prominence standpoint.
People,
and I know what you say,
Dak,
and I know what you say.
Yeah.
that's with 15. Now he's 4.
Yeah.
And he's with the Cowboys. But
it doesn't matter.
The figure stays the same.
Yeah, it's Dak.
I'm going to go 1. And then I'm going to go Jake 2.
Tierra 3.
Yes. And then I'm going to go Tam White 4.
Okay. I can live with that over Bowers.
Yeah.
Bowers 5. Then I'm going to go Don Smith.
Don over Sleepy? Don was before my time.
I'm going to go Sleepy last. Because he got hurt and he didn't finish.
Over Hazelwood?
Hazelwood's an interesting guy. When you look at his stats.
Weren't that great?
Not great. But sometimes the moment is enough.
Help State get to the SEC. Now they didn't get the SEC West Championship after that.
You're right.
They but were nobody in knows position.
That. Nobody knows that. Everybody thinks that's what won.
Yeah.
I'm going Hazelwood and then Sleepy Robinson last.
Okay. Right. I think that's fine.
All right.
But man, what
it's tough.
What a group.
Yeah. Izzy Mandelbaum, what's your favorite Seinfeld episode? The English Patient where I lifted more weight than Jerry and dealt with his macho head games? Or The Blood, where I trained Jerry / Butterbean and took it up a notch after finding hundreds of sausages in his apartment. Got to go with The English Patient.
Yeah.
He lifted stuff over his head.
Yeah.
Dr. Tony Loper, best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg. If Nick Saban went to coach Kent State, what would the program start to look like? They would consistently win the MAC.
Whatever their level is, yeah. they would be the best at it.
Yeah. Last two here, I believe. Oh, yeah, we got a few more here. Never mind. Rob Hadaway, should we be more upset about the existence of Bishop Sycamore or that IMG Academy didn't go John Heisman versus Cumberland and try to beat them 222-0?
Yeah.
I think the problem is this. It's high school, right? So the guys at IMG, they don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. They're just playing. They're thinking, look, we don't want to embarrass these high school kids. Had they known what Bishop Sycamore was really about, they would have won that game 100-0.
I want to see that team back on the field. I want to see them go up against a legitimate.
They're plus. Let's play Duncanville, Texas, which is a.
Well, the coach just got fired a while ago. By the way.
Did he? Yeah. Oh my gosh, it just never ends. So, this is a good question from Wade Jones. Why is it that men are responsible for mowing, changing the oil, and fixing leaks, but can't get any help? But the man has to help with the cooking, cleaning, and laundry, and sometimes do it all. First off, man, that's a very dangerous game you're trying to play here. I don't know why you're trying to get me and Robbie in trouble. What did we do to you? Secondly, my daughter mows the grass. I put her out there. Get to work. I don't know
if I could do that, man.
Oh, I could.
Make my daughter mow.
She makes money to do it.
Get out there and mow that grass.
Exactly. Last question.
While I sit in my lounge chair and watch soccer.
Yeah, basically. Last question from Caleb Gover. Robbie ranks wrestlers' weapons.
Oh.
Triple H's sledgehammer, Sting's bat, the Big Boss Man's nightstick, Hacksaw's 2x4, and Mankind's Mr. Socko. Mr. Socko is last.
Mr. Socko is last. I mean, the sledgehammer's kind of one and done. It's just brought out just for special occasions. The nightstick was like every match. And the bat cleared the ring.
Yeah.
When Sting came out of the rafters pulled that bat out and just wiped the entire NWO out of the ring.
An iconic moment.
I got to go Sting's bat, number one. Just because of the the pop that it would get.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to go with Boss Man's nightstick.
Okay.
The sledgehammer.
Uh-huh.
2x4. Uh-huh. And then Mr. Socko.
The sledgehammer. The equalizer. I loved it.
He just pulls it up and just stares at it.
Starts staring at it, starts shaking. Hey Dad's hand-picked hankering, floppy bacon or crispy bacon? Floppy bacon. I want it to have a little chew to it.
Yeah.
Last question. What island would you most like to visit? So an island. Where would you like to go?
I'm not picky.
Like
just one that's fairly
Grand
excluded.
Cayman. Yeah,
I don't want a ton of people around. Okay. I want to be, I want to have my own meals and stuff like that. I don't want to have to like try to.
You
kill
want one
stuff.
Of those all inclusive resorts?
Yeah, Becky wants to do that next year, so I got to get on that.
All inclusive. If you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right then.
All right,
guys. Tomorrow's show, let's start talking about Louisiana Tech and what we expect to see from the Bulldogs. Plus, we'll recap what Mike Leach has to say after practice on Tuesday as well. Guys, have a great weekend, or a great, Wednesday. We'll be back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.